Today's daf in Masechet Megillah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Gimel. And we're holding right at the top of the next Maimer of Reb Yirmiyah V'Itamer P'chiyah Bar Abba. So we were talking yesterday about the question of the Mansepach and how that relates to the Chiddush or the Dinim of Kriya, all of which is going to be central to Masechet Megillah. So another thing that Reb Yirmiyah V'Itamer P'chiyah Bar Abba said, and it's going to turn out that the question of languages, alternative languages, translations, Targum, is going to be very much part of the question of what you're allowed to do with the Megillas Esther, and therefore we bring this up here as well, that Targum shel Torah unko sager amaroni pi Reb Eliezer Reb Yoshua. So we know that we have what's called Targum Unklus. That Targum Unklus was based on the Limudim of Reb Eliezer and Reb Yoshua, and includes within it basically the Pshatim that he had been mekabel from them as what to understand as the essential Pshutei Shel Mikra. And the Targum of Nevi'im, that was written by Yonatan ben Uziel, and he had been mekabel it from Zechariah u'Malachi, which of course is ridiculous because he was nowhere near the time of Zechariah and Malachi. He was from the time of Hillel. So we're going to have to say, as the Achronim explained, that of course what this means is that he was mekabel from Hillel a Kabbalah of what had been given over from Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, of all of the sveikas of how to understand the very strange things that we find sometimes that are remuzim in the Targum of Nevi'im. And once he did that, the entire Eretz Yisrael had an earthquake from one end to the other, which is the full 400 parsos for 400 parsos. And the Baskol came out and said, who was this that was Gilah Satarai Livnei Adam? Who dares say over all of the hidden Pshatim? Amad Yonatan ben Uziel Raglav Amar, it is I cannot tell a lie. But as you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, ani ushegaliti sitarecha levnei adam, bat galui v'yadua lefanecha, shelo lechvod diasiti, v'lo lechvod beit abba. Note how this is exactly the same when a person is zeicha to neis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was so central to our understanding of the whole neis of Hanukkah, and when it is that a person gives up on all of their own agendas, and what it means to have that koyach of Pinchas and the kanoz for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly the same words that were said by Nachdimon Ben Gurion, lo lechvod diasiti, lo lechvod beit abba, ela lechvodcha, it's entirely for your covet that I did this. Why? Because since there are so many deep machlokasin that are dependent on how to understand the words of the Navi, I wanted to give over what were we mekabo, and therefore I gave it to people that they should know. He wanted to go ahead, Yonatan ben Uziel, the galot argam shel ketuvim, yotz the batkov amrolo, enough! Well, what's so bad about the Targum Shel Ketuvim? The Targum Shel Ketuvim includes Daniel, and it has in it the Ketz Shel Mashiach. That's the kind of stuff, which of course, that's this week's parsha. Bikesh legalos es haketz, as Yonatan ben Uziel did, and it was nimna from him. And the truth is that we do have, of course, we do have a Targum. We don't have a Targum on Daniel, but we do have a Targum, in fact, that was written later with the Zahiris, not to write anything about Daniel. So that was from the time of the Mishnah, basically. V'targum shel Torah, unklus hageromro? You're telling me that unklus was the source of the Targum of the Torah, but is that true? Sorry, I just lost my place here. Completely lost my place. Hold on. Maybe I should take out my iPad malfunctions every once in a while. Okay, I got it. Targum shel Torah, unklus hager amro, ve'omer of Yikar bar Avi, omer of Chanana, omer Rav, my dechtiva yikor u'besefer Torah Elohim b'furash v'sum seichel ve'yavinu b'mikra. What does all of that mean? That there they were, they had come back with Ezra and Nehemiah, they took out the Sefer Torah, everybody insisted that we should have a Kriyas HaTorah. This was on that tremendous day when they brought together the entire Yishuv. So it says over there, they read the Sefer Torah, and then it adds all these things. The Sefer Torah that was Meforash, and Vesom Seichel, they made like, What can you add to the Sefer Torah that's going to make it make more sense that we should say v'som seichel? What is that coming to add? And what's the Mefurash and Vayavinu b'mikra? And they made it absolutely understandable. So v'yikra'u b'sefer Torah Elohim. Obviously, that means they read directly from the Sefer Torah. Mefurash, where's their Pirush? Ah, that's the Targum. Remember that that became part of the takana of how to read the Sefer Torah in the Beit HaKnesset, which is why it's so much part of our Masechet, because you need to have a Mitargem, which of course the Temanim still do, and wherever people were makbid always to have the Mitargem, they use the Targum of Unklus as the Tirgum. So the Mefarash refers to the Targum. Then we have Vesom Seichel. What does that mean? That is referring to the Psukim. Because depending on how it is that you're mafsik the psukim, you get completely different levels of meanings. Then vayavinu b'mikra, that refers to the pisuk taimin. Because each one of the amazingly detailed musical notations of the psukim has in it very subtle information about how precisely the word is meant to connect to the words before and the words after. It's not just a nice music. It's the music that allows you to be the Yavin b'mikra. And others learn that b'yavin b'mikra is specifically mikra. And therefore, it's referring to the Masoret, all of those notes that allow you to see which the correct spelling is, where it occurred like this in other places, whether it's chas or yeser and so on. Anyway, so obviously, Unklus couldn't have been the one who wrote that if at the time of Ezra, they were reading it. So how did they have the Targum Unklus at the time of Ezra? That would have been quite a feat. No, of course it was there before. It's the same idea. Shechachum v'chazru v'yistum. What Unklus did is he took all of those things and he put them together in a way that people would be able to have. Okay. Then we said that the whole Eretz Yisrael, what was shaken by an earthquake, why is it that when Unklus wrote, it didn't shake, and only when Yonatan ben Uziel wrote that it was shaking? For the Torah, the Arisa, there was no earthquake. So for the Nevi'im, there's an earthquake. Why would the Nevi'im be more chashuv, that it was considered to be a bigger shock? That's because the Oraita Mifarsha Milta. Remember that the Torah itself is written in very simple language with very simple ideas. And it's meant to be childish in a sense. In other words, it's your most primitive presentation in levels of meaning that you need to be able to figure out, but it doesn't have secrets in it. Masha Enkin and Navi, there are things that don't make any sense at all. So, Ika Mila de Mefarshan, it's true that there's plenty of Nevi'im that is childishly simple, but there's some things that are remuzim. So, let me give you an example. Dichtiv. Bayom ahu yigdal ha-mispeid b'Yerushalem, kimispad ha-dad rimon b'bik'at migidon. So now, I'm asking you whether this makes any sense without the Targum. So what is it? Say, over here in Zechariah, there's going to be a tremendous hesped in Yerushalayim. Remember, we talked about this tremendous hesped. We talked about it when we were talking in Sukkah about whether this was the hesped for the Yetzer Hara or this was the hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. And this whole idea is brought only in Ramazim. And we do not know such a person at all. There was no Hadad Rimon that we know of, which was a big hesped for a Hadad Rimon in Megiddo. What the heck? So as Rav Yosef pointed out, look, let me tell you something. If we wouldn't have had the Targum, Imola Targum Adaikra, Lo Yadana Maika Omar. This Rav Yosef was a tremendous book. You remember because he was blind. So since he was blind, so you have to learn only Torah Shebaal Peh because you can't have the Torah Shebiksaf because you can't read it. So, okay, so he became a tremendous book in Targum because of that. And what is the Targum? Bayoma hu yizge mispada b'Yerushalayim, ki mispada da Achav bar Omri. So now, Achav bar Omri, he was killed by Hadad Rimon, Ben Tav Rimon, nothing to do with Megiddo. That took place in Ramot Gilad, as it says, Beferish and Malachim. And that's the first part of the puzzle. There's two separate things that we're talking about over here, and the Navi just puts them together. And like the Hesped over Yoshio Bar Amon that was killed by Paro Necho, Diktayate Paro Chagira Bebikat Megiddo. If we wouldn't have known that, we literally wouldn't have known what was going on. And there's another thing that Rabbi Yirmiya, or Vitamer Rabbi Barav explains, is how do we understand the words in the Nia to distinguish between inyanim that are ksuvim and inyanim that are neviim? These are very delicate differences. Because look at this. The Nia is shown these visions, right? Now, these visions are not nevius, they're visions. So what happens is that strangely, Daniel says, I was the only one who saw these visions. Ani Daniel ra'iti levadi et ha-mar'eh. But the people with me, ha'anashim asher ayu imi, lo ra'u et ha-mar'eh. And actually, they were, even though they didn't know why, they were seized with this tremendous terror. Charada gedola nafla v'lehem. And they started running, vayivriklu be'echaveh. And they went to run to hide. So, I mean, what exactly are we talking about? I mean, obviously they didn't see the visions. How would people with them see the visions? So who's he referring to? Maniu anashim. What kind of people does he mean? Om Reb Yirmiya v'item Reb Chiya bar Ava, he's referring to Nevi'im. Remember that he was together with the time of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And that's the Chiddush. I was having visions. And you would think that the Navi for sure would be able to see these visions if it was something that was being nisgala to me. And they didn't. So in that sense, you see that although Inu Adife Mine, even though they were on a higher madrega than Daniel, on another sense, Ihu Adif Minayu, the level of the Ketuvim that was coming through a getter of Ruach HaKodesh, was expressing things that were not expressed to Nevi'im. So, Inu Adifo Mine, because, I mean, after all, they are on a higher madrega, they're Nevi'im. V'iu Lav Navi, Rashi's Lav Navi means he wasn't Mishtaleach as a Navi Li Yisrael. He was never sent with a message of Nevi'is. It doesn't mean that he wasn't personally on a Darg of Navi, but what it is that we know from him here is not through Nevi'is. It's Ksuvim. And nonetheless, Iu Adif Minayu. We see that there are things that are given over in Ksuvim that are not given over to Nevi'im. Because Iu Chazav, Inu Lo Chazav, he did see this Mar'a, and they did not. Wait a minute, but if they didn't see it, why were they so terrified? So, V'chimiach Dolo Chazav, my time Ivitu. What is there to be terrified about if he didn't see anything? Because there is a deeper subconscious level in which you cannot explain what it is that you know, but somehow or other you're being exposed to something that is too much for you to consciously see, but nonetheless you know it. There's, by the way, there's elements even that have to do, there's people that are blind, and nonetheless there are other mechanisms by which you could be aware of the fact that it's light outside, even though you don't see the light. So now, if you have over here these people, even though afagavdinu lo chazu, they didn't see it, but mazalayu chazu, their mazal, right? Just means the malach that's assigned to them. But I mean, the deeper sense is the entire context of the person within the world is his mazal, and that he sensed. So they actually responded to something that they didn't see. And Ravina says, you see from there that you need to actually relate to those types of awarenesses. So let's say a person, Shmamina, says Ravina, that Haiman de Mivoyet, a person who is suddenly attacked with terror for no reason that he knows of, but he senses something is terribly wrong. So Afa gav de Iulo Chazi, Mazalayo Chazi. You have to take that seriously. Okay, well, I mean, so what are you supposed to do? I mean, take it seriously. Marta Kante, what do you do? Well, he could say Kriyat Shema. And if he says Kriyat Shema, that puts him into a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be shamer him from all of this chaos and horror that's around him. What about if he's in a place where he's not allowed to say Kriyat Shema? He's in a Mokam Mitunav. Ikoim b'mokam atinofet. So then what he can do is jump away from where you are for Amot, because that means you're not now in the same place that was the context of your terror. And if he can't do that, then there's a little incantation that you can say to the shadim that are chasing you. Listen, there's goats over there in the Beit HaMitpachayim that need to be shechted anyway. They look a lot fatter than me. Why don't you go bother them? Okay. Anyway, I once had this happen to me. It was unbelievable. I mean, of course, I was maybe playing around with ideas that I shouldn't have been, but with my good chavrusa, Reb Nochum, and literally both of us jumped up simultaneously, went screaming out of the room, and I went and jumped into the hands of this big, it was this big, enormous guy, who was like 6.5 feet tall, must have weighed 300 pounds. I ran out of the room and jumped into his arms in the dorm in Eretz Yisrael. It was like the most terrifying kind of thing that ever happened. I didn't do it because of the Gemara, just Vayechaveh, exactly. Vayevruchu Vayechaveh. Anyway, we've had this big discussion. Why does it say Medina, Medina? Why does it say year, year? How come you conveniently forgot the fact that the first thing it says is Mishpacha, Mishpacha? Now, come on. I mean, if you're going to tell me that there's differences between cities or differences between Medinot and Krach, whatever, I mean, how could there be differences in the Mishpacha? So, I mean, obviously, it's got to be coming to tell me a drush. I mean, so, okay, so you gave me alternative drushes if you held that the halacha is that all of them are the same. If they're mimos achashverosh, and there's no separation for Shushan, you gave me a drusha. So tell me what the drusha is for mishpacha u'mishpacha, says the Gemara, very important drusha. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that is coming to tell me a tremendous chiddush, that the mishpachot, even of, understand, if you're Yisrael, you don't have very much important things to do. How about if you're a Levi and you're busy in the Beis HaMikdash? And how about if you're a Kohen and you're actually doing the Aveda? And it's time for Mikra Megillah. Mishpacha o Mishpacha, every last Mishpacha, even Mishpachot Kuna v'Leviya. It teaches us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, they are Mevato their Aveda. And they're Boyin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. The Omer of Yudam Arav, Kohanim Ba'avodatam, Leviim beduchanam, Yisrael b'ma'amadam, kulam mevatim avodatam u'baim lishmoa mikra megillah. And according to some Rishonim, this is a big machlokas, but according to some Rishonim, even if it means not doing the Aveda, they won't be able to get back on time to do the Karban Tamid. Can you imagine? Absolutely shocking. Others want to say, doicha, the Aveda just means to put it off till later. But in any event, because of the tremendous chashivas of the Pirsum Hanes and the changes that took place in terms of being Megala in a Megillah, that which was Sosum and hidden, which of course is what all of our discussion over here is, the Sitarim. And this is Esther, who is Seter, who writes Megillah, which is Megale, which is precisely what was being done by the Yonatan ben Uziel, Gilui, and so on. That is so chashuv that, according to some, we would be mevatel the actual avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya nami hachi, kohanim ba'avodatam levim beduchanav Yisrael b'ma'amadam, kulam mevatlim avodatam, uba'im lishmoa mikra megillah. And here we're back to the ma'amad, which is a continuation of what we learned. And despite all of the incredible chashivas of this, that il malei lo niskayim v'shamayim v'aretz, Mikra Megillah touches on a hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that runs deeper and that gives us, as the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah explain, that Hein Hein Gevurotav, and that is Hein Hein Noraotav, and that's HaKel HaGedolah Gibor VaNora, which is the Shoresh of Mikra Megillah, that there's a bigger madrega of post-Nisim and post-Aveda. There's a bigger madrega that can be reached. Anyway, because of this, the Beis Rebbe gave a tremendous chiddush and some choshal Beit Rebbe, and that is that we were a mevatel Talmud Torah uboin lishmoa mikra Megillah. Why? Because it's a kal v'chomer. If we can be mevatel the aveda, suma aveda shichamura mevatlinan. So Talmud Torah lo kol shekein. Wait a minute. Since when is Talmud Torah less important than the Aveda? That's not true. Aveda is chamura mi Talmud Torah, but I thought we had that whole beautiful story of Yoshua, where in Jericho, all of a sudden he sees this vision of this Malach that's come, and he bows down, and it says, "Vayi be'yot Yoshua b'Yericho, v'yisayinah v'yar v'nei ish omed l'negdo," and he talks to him, and he says, "Oh my God, who are you?" And he's holding a sword in his hand, and he says, "Halanu atayim letzarenu," and the Malach answers, "I am the Tzar Tzva Hashem, and now I have come." What is all of that about? So first of all, how in the world could Yoshua bow down when he has no idea what it is he's bowing down to? I mean, suppose this is a Martian. Or suppose it's a shade. Well, who knows? You can't just bow down to anybody. Yoshua ben Levi. Asurla Adam, sheyitain shalom lechavero balayla. You're not allowed to use the word shalom even. Chashinan shem ha-shedu. You don't say the shem Hashem. Shalom remembers one of the shemas. Hashem shalom. One of the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be miyachet the shem on a shade. It's going to be mishtachavet to a shade. No, what do you mean, a shade? What's the matter with you? He told him who he is. Ani Tzar Tzva Hashem, he knew who it was. How do you know he's not lying? Maybe he actually comes from Alpha Centauri, you know? And he figures, okay, these stupid people, you know, I am the Lord. Oh, come off it, man. So he shouldn't have bowed down to him, right? No, because we know, Gemiri de Lomavki Shem Shamayim Levatala. We have a Kabbalah. If since he was masker, the Shem Hashem, so obviously it couldn't be a sheker. There would be no shade that would do that. Anyway, so what were they discussing? But Atabati, now I've come. What do you mean now I've come? What is that all about? So the Malach had said to Yoshua, listen, you guys are in big trouble. I ain't holding this sword for playing games. You better watch your neck. You know, Emesh bitaltem tamid shel ben arbayim. So yesterday, you guys were so busy with your war that you didn't bring the Korban Tamid. V'achshav bitaltem Talmud Torah. Now you extend this war another day, and now you stop fighting and nobody's learning. Everybody's taking showers. What kind of business is that? No Talmud Torah? So Yoshua said, well, which one got you to bring that sword out? Atabanti, you see, I came now, because what you're doing now is worse. Mela, we can do without the Korban Tamid, but without the Talmud Torah. So you see that Adarabah, the Talmud Torah, is more kosher. And therefore we find that the next time that Yoshua went to war, which was at the Ai, so there it says, Vayolan Yoshua Balayla Ubetocha Emek. It doesn't really say that, but we put two psukim together in the Ai, where over there we have Vayelech Yoshua Balayla Ubetocha Emek. So that, which is, of course, that's later, but put it both together. We connect the two, and we're saying, okay, if Atabada means that Yoshua was makpit to be metaken what he did, and what does it say? Be'emek malamit shalan ba'omkar shel halacha. In order to reestablish the chashivas of limudat Torah, he spent the night going into the depths of the halacha. V'yom Rav Yoshua ba'unya. And furthermore, we see, as Yoshua ba'unya said, Gadol Talmud Torah yoter mi'akravat ha'timidim, shenemar atabati. That's exactly what the Malach is telling him. So what do you mean Rebbe is making a kal v'chomer, that if you can be bevatel, the Tumim bevatel Talmud Torah? We see the opposite is true. That atabati. No, come on, there's no comparison. Here we're talking about the entire Klal Yisrael, the whole army wasn't learning. So was the Talmud Torah, was the bitel Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, there for sure? If it's a bitul Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, that's much more chomer. Masha Ein came, what it was saying by Rebbe, that we're about the Talmud Torah, is referring to an individual's Talmud Torah. I mean, in what sense are you being the Vatal Talmud Torah to hear the Megillah, for heaven's sakes? I mean, isn't the Megillah Torah? Like, why is it called Mevatal Talmud Torah? This is a big sugya, which some learn Mevatal Talmud Torah because of the time that it takes, that you have to go there to hear, you're coming to learn to lead. Okay, so during that time, you're Mevatal Talmud Torah. But the halakha lamaisa, the way that we actually derive things from the Gemara, this is an actual shaila. What's the din if a guy walks into shul and they are making the bracha on the Megillah and he has not said Birchas HaTorah? And he know if he says Birchas HaTorah now, so then he's not going to hear the Chazan and Biyotze with the Megillah. But if he doesn't, If he doesn't say Birkas HaTorah, then he's going to be over on learning without being Mavarech Tchila. So what's he supposed to do under such circumstances, right? So some of the Achronim are Medayik from the Gemara. You see from here that you're not Yotzi Talmud Torah when you're doing the Megillah. Because the Kavana of what it is that you're doing is Mikra Megillah, not Limud. So because of that, you can hear it without making the Bracha. But under these circumstances, very interesting diak. But I mean, then it's a question. It's Nogay also Yerushalmi, because remember that Vigisu Bo Yomam Valaila, which is Nogay, of course, the whole story of Yoshua as well. Vigisu Bo Yomam Valaila, we say you could be Yotze with Kriyat Shema Boker Ve'erev, right? The problem is that Yerushalmi says you're not going to be Yotze Talmud Torah but Kriyat Shema because your Kavana is for Kriya B'Alma and not for Limud. So it would mean that you would have to have a further kavana. This is Nogay another halacha, which is, are you yotzei Birchas HaTorah with Birchas Kriyashma? Because that's how we paskin. If you didn't say Birchas HaTorah before Birchas Kriyashma, so then all of the brachas that mention the Limud HaTorah and so on, the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah that lead up to Kriyashma themselves Birchas HaTorah. But if Kriyashma itself, you're not going to be yotzei Limud HaTorah, so then where was the smichus to the Torah that you're reading? Anyways, you could see the issue is not so pasha, and some are even mechadish that if the level of learning that you are doing is a vayolen be'omka shel halacha, is a deeper level, because that's what, why does it have to be be'omka shel halacha? Why can't he just be saying over Mishnayos Baal Peh or something? Because there are different levels of the chibur that your mind has to Torah. So like, as we saw, that says, that ani hayom, I'm feeling like really sick, and you know, you're asking me to think. I could say over simple. Yeah, the samchuli bashishot. Thank you. So ani hayom samchuli bashishot. Vatem avakshmi many davar sheish b'svara. Okay, so the difference between the level of the lina, the omek of the lina, is a difference in the chibur to Torah. And therefore, even if technically you're going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, with the Megillah and with the Kriyas HaMegillah, but you're not going to be learning at the same depth and therefore the same hispashtas of the Torah within your mind and the same chibur of your mind to Torah, so then that's considered to be a relative bitul Torah, which you could have been doing something that was closer. That's already a big chiddush, but there are Rishonim that say that. Anyway, so over here, we, for a yachid, we would, in fact, answers the Gemara, we would be mevatel Torah. Says the Gemara, is that true? A yachid? That limud HaTorah of a yachid is less chomer than the Aveda that Rebbe is making a kavah chomer? But now, it says in the Mishnah, Ma'atkot noshim ba'moed, ma'anot avalo metapchot. So during Chol HaMoed, if Chas v'Sholom, someone has a mace, so the women are allowed to be ma'anot. They can sing, which was the way that they used to sing a kinas. They would sing something, but they're not allowed to be mitapchot. They're not allowed to bang on their chest, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, to clap their hands together. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ima yusmuchot lamita, if they are right next to the mita at the levaya, so then they're mitapchot. Roshei chadashim, Hanukkah, Ubapurim, Masha'en Kain, where there's, it's not Yontiv Mamish, not during Chol HaMoed, but it is Rosh Chodesh, or Hanukkah, or Purim. So over there, the halacha is not as chomer. So there they can also be metapchot, or ma'anot umetapchot, on any one of those, bezeo beze. Avalo mekonanot. Mekonanot is where one woman says something and then everybody responds. And that's very moving, and that leads people to crying and so on, and that you is too much already to do even on there. V'yomer Rabba Bar Huna, this is all very good for normal people, but ein mo'ed bifnei talmid chacham. If chas v'chalila there's a talmid chacham that you're going to that levaya, then there's no dinim even in terms of Chol HaMoed itself. So l'maisos, you see from over here, this is how Tosfos understands it, because what does this have to do with anything? So Tosfos says, look, what it must mean, therefore, that even if it's on Purim, that you do it on Purim, which would mean that you would miss the Mikra Megillah, which is sort of reading an awful lot into the Gemara. I mean, it's not mashma that way. And Batsim, the Pashtus of the Gemara, and this is the way the Gra understands it, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that it's nothing to do with the Mikra Megillah. All we're saying is that if the halacha is that you're allowed to do an actual avelus on Purim, which is obviously going to cancel the Simchas Purim, so then it must mean that you're Nizkarim v'Nasim. So then you're potter from the Nizkarim as well, and you will be mevatalit. So if it's not even a moed, koshken chanukah v'Purim. Now, wait a minute. We were talking about Talmud Torah, diyachid. Now you're talking about the Kovet HaTorah. Now that's not the same thing. The question of whether I'll be mevatel Simchas Purim for the Levaya of a Talmud Chacham, that's Kovet HaTorah. Kovet Torah ka'amrit. Of course the Kovet Torah of an individual is more chomer. But the specific targets, that's the totality. But the Talmud Torah, the particular Torah that he's learning right now, that is indeed Kal from the Aveda, and therefore it would be the Kal v'chomer of Rebbe. Says Rava, so let's try to establish the hierarchy of the chashivas of these mitzvahs, okay? I want to put it all into focus. So let's start. You have a scheduling conflict between doing the Aveda and Mikra Megillah. Okay. So that we said that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina showed us that Mikra Megillah is Adif as the Chiddush of Mishpacha, Mishpacha. So that was part of the takana, and even if you're a mishpacha of kehuna, doesn't matter. You do the Mikra Megillah. That's the pasuk, and that's the takana. Now, how about if it's a scheduling conflict between Talmud Torah and Mikra Megillah? So we know that too, because Rebbe already made that Kal v'chomer and Mikra Megillah, if you're supposed to be mevatel Talmud Torah, and you're supposed to come from Mikra Megillah. Now, I want to continue on the question. So let's say you have a conflict between Talmud Torah and all of a sudden there's a Mace Mitzvah that needs to be buried. Do you stop your Talmud Torah and come out to bury the Mace Mitzvah? Yes, you stop and you bury the Mace Mitzvah. We learned that out from a pasuk like the Brises, and we've gone through this many times before, that the Mace Mitzvah is adif because mevatlin Talmud Torah lo tzavat hamet u'lahachnasat kala. That definitely, this of course is not only a Mace Mitzvah, it's any Mace, but we're going to be getting to the next piece, which is Mamish, a Mace Mitzvah, and brings us back to Aveda. That's why we introduce it like this. Aveda u'Mace Mitzvah. So now suppose you're on your way to do the Aveda, and you come across a Mace Mitzvah. There we have the Diyuk and the Pasuk that the Mace Mitzvah is Adif. And remember, we learned that out. Each one of the words that we say, laviv, limo, lachiv, ula achoto, lo yitama lahem, even though each one of those is extra. So each one was a limud. Remember, suppose he's a nazir. Suppose he's a kohen gadol. Suppose he's a nazir and a kohen gadol. Suppose he's a nazir kohen gadol and he's going to be malas beno, which is a chi of chorus, or to be shoychet, the korban pesach, which is, we went through each one of them. Come tell me one additional level. So, okay. So from la achoto, we said, and he hears that there's a mace that needs to be buried. No, his family? You might think he should go with his family? No. He definitely should not. What? You might think, however, is it so that even if he comes across a mate that doesn't have covering, and he should not be mekaver that mace, Talmud Omer la'achoto, it's only to his sister that he wouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach and the Molas Beno, but for a mate mitzvah, mitame yula mate mitzvah. So that's also clear. Now, what I don't know is I don't have a clear indication. What would be the din if you've got a conflict of scheduling? You can't really call it scheduling, but you've got a conflict of chashivas between Mikra Megillah and Mace Mitzvah. Now that we didn't get to. So now I've established all of the other interrelated hierarchies of chashivas of these issues, but I never really defined what would be the din. Because on the one hand, we know that Mikra Megillah has these unusual halachas, that it's mevatel all of these other things because of Pirsumei Nisa. And doing the Pirsumei Nisa has tremendous chashivas. O Dilma, Meit Mitzvah Adav Mishum Kavod HaBriyos. On the other hand, as we saw, that Kavod HaBriyos is chashiv all over, maybe that's even more important than Pirsumei Nisa. After raising the question, Rava figured out the answer all on his own. Basar de boy, hodar pashta. Clear to me that it must be that the Meis Mitzvah is adif. Why? Because Domar Mar Golo Kavod HaBriyos Shetoches Lo Ta'aseh Shebetorah. Remember that the halacha of Lo Tuchal Lehitalem, we say when it comes to something that is the Kavod HaBriyos, and it's inappropriate for someone like you to be carrying this type of thing, then you don't do even the mitzvah of Ashavas Haveda, and that means that if that's the case, so it's more chashev than a mitzvah deraisa. It's certainly going to be more chashev than a mitzvah derabbana. Now, the one thing that's left is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had said before that we used as the diak for Medina o Medina. He said that a krach, if it's near, anything that's nearby or anything that can be seen, has the same din as the krach, and it's read on the 15th. Now, does this mean it needs to be both samuch and nireh? No. Samuch afapish eno nireh, nireh afapish eno samuch. What he said was that it could be either one. Now, I understand how you can see things from far away. You may be on the top of a mountain, you know? And the city has a view all around. So fine, so I could see for miles. So I see I see the town that is a prazi, it's a small town from far away. Okay, Meshkachal Gondiot Varoshahar. But I mean, if something is close, why can't you see it? Why is it ain't near? What's the problem, said Rabbi Yirmiyahu? You can figure out that on your mountain, you see from afar. If you're in a valley, you don't see very far. So you might have something that's right on the other side of the mountain, which you're a valley on. It's Samuch, but you're Yoshev as Benachal, so you're not close. The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Krach sheyashav lebesof hukaf nidon kikfar. If you've got a town, a city, that first became a population center, and then they decided to protect it with a wall, then it still maintains its halacha as a little town, and it does not have the din that it had of, it does not get the din of an ir mukafet choma. Now, Rashi learns, we're talking about over here in terms of the din of batei arei choma, not in terms of the din of Megillah. This is irrelevant to the din of Megillah. However, many other Rishonim say, no, this is not kuing tosis. This is nogea the dinim of the Megillah. Even for the Megillah, if originally the choma had been built after the settling of the town, then it's not considered to be a mukaf choma miyamot Yoshua bin Nun. The Rishonim, how are you supposed to know, basically? They said that the norm is, unless you know different, the norm is, and this is what used to be at the beginning of the settlement of Eretz Yisrael, when they were fighting the enemies, so they would have the tower and wall, right? So you would build a little migdal, and that would be surrounded by some level of a wall, and then you could start building homes inside to protect yourself. So the norm was that you would first build a wall in order to be able to safely build a city. Stockade and tower, as Next Drink Now says. He's always got something to say. So stockade and tower. Okay, maybe we should move over to having him do the talking, and I'll write in once in a while, maybe. All right. And how do you say it in Ivrit, Sir Barnea? You don't say stockade and tower. What do you say? There you go.
So then the British couldn't take it down because it already had the din of the
Israel. So it's a choma, particularly. Okay. So this is, how do we learn it from? Beit Moshav Ir Choma. That means that the ir was Moshav. That is that it was Hukaf Lubesof Yashav. So it was the ir Choma, which had been Moshav. Velosh Yashav Ulubesof Hukaf. And furthermore, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, if you have a krach, She'imbo Asara Batlanim, it has a din of a small village. So even, now Tosus understands this to mean a big city, not the word krach as it's been used up until now. which is that it's surrounded by a wall. However, many other Rishonim disagree. And they say, even if you're talking about a city that was Mukaf Choma, if it does not have Asara Batlonim, it has the din of a Kvar. Now, what would that mean? That's itself a machlokas between those Rishonim. Interestingly enough, there are many Rishonim who learn that it has a din of a Kfar doesn't mean that it loses its din of Batei Ori Chaima. How could that be? Because we'll see later. I mean, it doesn't have to be currently settled. It means that it gets the din of the Kfar that it can be Magdim Liyom HaKnisa. Because that's the point. If you don't have Asara Batlanim, you don't have 10 people that are constantly available and show for a minion, then you got to go to WhatsApp groups. So then that means, this is the way, remember that the Rambam was learning and many other Rishonim, not like Rashi, that Yom HaKnisa means you are not able to get minyanim together. Okay. So therefore, you have a din of Kriya on the 15th, but you can still be Makdim Yom HaKnisa. How do you like that? So until now, we only found that it was the ear that was not Mukaf Choma, like Tosis is learning. According to these Rishonim, we have a concept of Makdim Yom HaKnisa even for a krach Mukaf Choma. Wow. Anyway, the question is, my Kamashmalan, doesn't it say beferish in the Mishnah later on, Ezo Hir Gedola, what's considered to be a big town? And you wouldn't be able to be Makdim Yom HaKnisa. Koshi Ishbo Asara Batlanim, you've got to have 10 people available for Binyanim. Pochot Mikana Rezekvar. Ah, that's true. But would you have known that that's true even about a krach? You would only know that it's true about an ear. Now, according to Tosis, remember, the krach doesn't mean it's surrounded by a wall. So the only chiddush of the krach is that a krach is a center of government and law and so on. So there's always people coming in for business, marketplace, fairs. So you would think that that would be considered to be the equivalent of Asara Batlanim. Kamashman afagav de mikloi mimi alma, even though plenty of people are coming from other places, that still does not give it that din of having, again, according to Tosus, of having the kvias. And because of that, you could still be makdim, or according to the others, even if it's mukaf choma. We had just finished the Asara Batlanim Sugya, the machlokas there between the poskim, what's that referring to? Yes, I remember even mentioning the Farish. It's fascinating that according to those who hold that it's referring literally to a krach, not like Tosfos, and that it means even a mukaf choma, that it's possible for there to be a Yom HaKnisa that is earlier even for a mukaf choma, which is very much against what Tatos has to excuse the use of the word krach, which always means in this Masechet, everywhere else it means surrounded by a wall. And he claims, well, here it must just mean that it's a big city. So it's a metropolitan center. We'll see that that's Nogea also. The sugya that we had yesterday, which I think is worth just a few moments thinking about, which is the Kol HaSamuchla and so on. So we said over there, this is very Nogea Bizman Hazeh, because there are many cities that, Yerushalayim is a tremendous problem because it's a definitely Mukaf Choma Mimot Yoshua Ben Nun. And now the question is, when we say Samuch, it's true that Gemara says Samuch would mean Samuch Afo Pisha Eino Nira, Nira Afo Pisha Eino Samuch. But the question is this, what if the city continues to expand? So then it may be neither Samuch or Nireh, which is certainly the case today. I mean, Yerushalayim goes on for miles and miles, right? I mean, now almost you can include the Kever of Shmuel HaNavi in the middle of Yerushalayim. So, I mean, the question then becomes, is that considered to be the equivalent of a Samuch and Nireh? So it's a very interesting issue because the Ritva wrote long ago, before this was the issue that was in Nogea, what defines the idea of something being nira and not samuch is not just the fact that it's seen, but rather the Ritva learns that it means that it actually is involved in the legal and metropolitan issues of that city. So since the idea is that he's mu'urav be'inyanehe is the lashon, and there are others who also, some of the poskim bring this as well, there's two cities that are totally unrelated. You're not going to say just because one of them is nearer from the other that it's going to be bottled to the other in terms of the din. Makes a great deal of sense. So now, based on that, this is a fascinating, this is a beautiful psak of Reb Shloimeh Zalman. So Reb Shloimeh Zalman says, look, if that's the case, then it's a given that if another town that's nearby is paying local taxes to that town for garbage pickup and stuff like that, right? It's paying arnona. So then obviously it's considered to be part of that town. The idea of nira was like, you know, was much less powerful than the complete involvement in the issue. Hey, if they're involved in the issue, so then nira is enough. Therefore, he says that it doesn't matter how big the city gets, if in fact they are all part of the inyonim of the city, so for sure it has a din of that city. It doesn't matter how many miles away it is. Furthermore, he also paskins that if even the relationship is only based on the Eruv of Shabbos, so now you built an Eruv around it, that is considered to be Mu'urav B'inyona, and it's all considered to be one big city. That's his psak. Now, there's a very interesting letter from the Kleisenberger Rebbe. The Kleisenberger Rebbe, the Mo'adei Muzman, who brings this letter. So he writes, this, of course, is very Nogea, is also issues that were Nogea his Hasidim. So he writes that this is only true if it started out this way. You see, but if it starts the other way, let's see, a city begins as its own center, and it's not Samach V'Nira. And now it expands in the direction of the Krach. So in that case, even though ultimately they may be deeply involved with each other, and they may go through even an Ichud Arim in a legal sense, so now they're part of the same city and they're paying the same taxes, he says, there you wouldn't say that it's considered to be an extension of the Krach, because once it was Kavua to be reading on the 14th as its own city, so then that is definitely going to continue. It's not going to change because now it's closer. Okay, that's excellent. So now we've got one additional issue to take into consideration, which is that, as you all know, the Minig in Yerushalayim, everybody uses the Tukhachinsky Luach. So now Reb Michal Tukhachinsky, he paskined not like that, and he wrote so many svarim about the dinim of Yerushalayim in terms of the dinim of Avelis in Yerushalayim, Kriya for Yerushalayim, and so on. And one of the things that he writes, and this he discusses in his city of Ir HaKodesh V'Hamikdash, and obviously he writes it, I mean, he's no longer with us, but he writes it, and it continues to be in the Luach every year. And he brings this from the Brisker Rav that... others bring it from the Brisker Rav, that he agreed, and undoubtedly that he was besiyayetz with the Brisker Rav, that if it's more than the Samach V'Nira, then even if it was a continuation, he was machmir. And because of that, there are many people that are machmir, even though certainly the Minig De'Alma is not to be machmir on this issue. So I just thought it was a fascinating sidelight